Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Forever! Dog.
Elena, this what? Is such a danger. Can I?
Yeah.
Elena.
Yeah.
In another life.
No.
Oh, no.
I don't think so.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You don't even think we'd hook up?
Oh, guys, I don't want to be here for this.
You think in another life.
I know in another life. Guys, I took notes on the last episode.
Oh. Oh no.
Well, okay.
Here's the thing.
Here's the thing. You did a lot better. It was a lot better.
Yeah. Oh, Dad.
Yeah, it was way better because at least you did some of the things you were supposed to do. Was the conversation meandering and boring as fuck? Yes, absolutely. God, you guys will get on a topic and just beat it to absolute death, won't you?
It's okay, listen,
the most mundane thing.
We're too mean, and then we just don't know if we should keep it what we said or if we should cut it.
Yeah.
And we don't have that voice of reason to be like, shut the fuck up.
No, and listen, Ashley, like, even while we were recording, I'm pretty sure maybe, like, let's say 45 minutes into recording, we, mid-recording, gave Danny a note, and we were like, hey, the previous, like, 30 minutes where we talked about nothing and it was super boring, can you cut most of that and then, like, get to this part quicker?
Well, she didn't cut enough. Okay, so then, okay, first of all, the link rhyme, can I just say, you guys never fucking say anything about the link that I send, ever. I would say one in every 10.
Rink.
Holding hands with this link. It's beautiful, Ashley.
Thank
beautiful.
You.
That's and beautiful. Really good.
Mac, anyone can write the whole point, the link that, the whole point is that it rhymes with link, Mac.
I know.
That's the whole fucking point. That's what makes it, that's what makes it challenging. If it can just rhyme with anything, why am I writing this poem? Okay? The point is that week after week, I come up with a new rhyme for link that is organic and beautiful.
You just rhymed there.
And unique. Yeah. No, I was thinking it, Mac, but I didn't want
to
open with a criticism.
No, I think you didn't rhyme there.
No, I did not. Okay? Number two, Mac, once again, you are autistic. Number three... I don't even remember what this is. The monocular?
The
monocular?
Yeah.
No one's supposed to know what that is. I own a monopod, Mac, but you know when people talk to me about it, I don't call it a monopod because no one knows what a monopod is. I just call it a tripod.
She doesn't give a sassy side eye if somebody calls it a binocular.
Tripod. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
You guys are talking about, I don't even remember what happened in this episode.
I'm coming in way too hot and everyone's going to be so mad at me.
No, okay. And I'm trying to be on your side here. I'm like, how about we, like, I'm not a part of the criticism. Like,
it's
how
a bit.
About?
Oh, no, here we go. Number three, riveting conversation about paying attention to things. Wow. You spent 45 minutes just being like, this is how I pay attention to a thing. How do you pay attention to a thing? Oh my God. You know who couldn't fucking pay attention? Me. I had to go do something else. Okay.
This is like if somebody like was in a fever dream that I had and was like giving me notes about it.
Number four, Elena, apologizing to Mac about the thing that happened on a previous episode without including me in the conversation, furthering the agenda that I am a bitch whore and that you are a kind...
Oh, cruel and unusual
Elena's
punishment.
Elena's just so nice and thoughtful and Ashley's mean. Mac, you're autistic. Those are my notes.
That was a much shorter list than last time.
It was actually a good episode.
I felt that I needed to do the bit.
So honestly, there really wasn't that wrong.
Blacked out after you said we did better. Just blocked the rest of it out.
I thought it was really good. You guys did a really good job and I'm proud of you.
Thank you. You should also offer some of that support to Danny. Some of the gratitude to Danny, because I don't think you would be saying this if you heard the raw recording. We would have nothing without Danny.
Danny
Moment
is
of silence
everything.
For Danny.
Moment of silence. Danny is dead. And this podcast is about to get a whole lot worse. Oh my God. How are you guys?
Hi guys.
Hi guys.
I'm good. How are you?
Did I come in too hot?
No, I don't think you were hot enough.
I'm just tired.
And that's, I don't say that to you often.
I don't know whether or not to be insulted by that.
No, that's supposed to be a compliment. It was supposed to be a compliment.
Okay.
It was supposed to be a compliment saying you're always so hot that it's too hot, so I never need to tell you to be less hot.
Are you talking about me physically, or are you talking about my attitude? Okay,
cool. That was the joke. I was switching
it. I am really feeling myself right now. I'm not going to lie.
What's going on?
I'm actually in kind of two moods at the same time. And one of them is sadly taken over. I'm in another pain flare. I haven't had one for like 8 or 9 months. So I'm a little sleepy, and that's why I wore this. I was like, I'm on the dark side. I'm on the dark side.
You look on the dark side.
I just watched Revenge of the Sith, and you're giving.
Yeah.
I like it.
Cool. Well,
you
it's
look
a
kind
new
of
one.
Like Luke Skywalker today, actually.
It's like a pain.
Me?
Mac, right? The hair.
Me and my girlfriend were just talking
like
about how ugly he looks.
No, because it's like the
respectfully.
You know,
Mac,
like the
Elena being like,
wear?
You look like Luke Skywalker. Me being like, I have no fucking idea what that means. And immediately Mac is like, oh, man.
Because
oh,
we were just
man.
Watching.
God.
Oh no.
Well, because Ashley looks like Anakin because of the little triangle hoodie, and he's like walking around all evil. And we were just watching all we were rewatching
Isn't
all
Luke
of the,
good
Wars
one?
Movies.
Yeah, Luke is the good.
Yes, but his hair, oh my God, he needs to do something with his hair.
Okay, listen, I'm gonna be honest, I was guessing at the name. So I'm not
Are
entirely
you
sure.
You look
I
like
just
Chewy.
Know that the way that
you
your
look
hair
like
is kind of pulled back, and then the color with of the shirt that kind of has
oh,
a bit
I wish
of a
his hair
neck,
was pulled you, back.
Yeah,
you
makes
look
me
like,
think of.
Wait,
those
are you talking
like
about
robes.
Like old school Skywalker?
I don't know,
because I'm thinking old
wear.
School Luke Skywalker.
I would say more so. I just look like a resident on planet Tatooine.
I don't like where this podcast is going.
Okay, yeah, we need to change.
I am putting
we
that
need to
is
change
it.
Directions
I'm more,
immediately.
Actually, I look like a resident on Tatooine, and we are done. We are done. What the actual... Until we move away... Look, you can do the big names. I'm here with the big names, the big titles.
That's
I understand
like
what those things are.
Planet
but
in the
no,
movies.
Oh, fuck you, Mac. Fuck you. That's the biggest planet?
There. This is my only other reference point.
Oh my God.
Yo, right? Elena, you just did something for people that I don't want to have to explain to you. You just did a major thing for people. It's a good thing our straight male fan base is as small as it is. Because that you just
small.
I can't even think of her name.
Diana? Leia?
Leia. Princess Leia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Listener who's not watching, I just kind of put my hair in little space buns a little bit for a second.
Little space buns is my favorite intergalactic reference. I'm sorry.
I love watching that formulate just, like as you were saying it.
Even when I'm in so much pain and I'm so tired, I'm like, comedy brain, have to crowd work. Must crowd work. Someone said little space buns, must make rapper reference.
Oh, actually.
Yeah, so I'm having some pain I've never really had before.
Oh.
So it's like new. So, you know, it's been kind of ramping up for like 2 months now, but like only the past 4 days has it been like no sleep. So I texted my massage therapist. I texted my acupuncturist. I emailed my doctor. So I know what I have to do. I know all the things I have to do in this situation, and hopefully I'll just get it done a lot faster. My boy.
He's coming for the pain. He's coming for CPT.
Hi, buddy.
He says, is that CPT I hear?
You know, my shots were really effective, but it's not the area that I got my shot in. Mm-hmm. It's a different area. So, gonna work on this and yeah, you know, just get through it. It sucks. And like, it just sucks because I realize what a bad partner it makes me. I don't think Jen like feels that way, but I know I feel that. Like, I just like, I can't pay his attention well. And like, I'm more moody and it just sucks because Jen is such an angel. And like, I hate being like this for her more than any. I mean, work, obviously it sucks too, but like, I just really, what's that?
I said that was going to be my next question.
Yeah, it just
fuck
sucks.
Fuck your relationship. What about the hustle?
Yeah,
we don't care about
it.
Jen,
does affect the hustle,
said
man.
No one ever.
It does affect yeah, exactly. the hustle. But like, oh. I have to sleep, so I just sleep when I can. Like, I'll sleep in late if I can, and thank God I have a flexible schedule. But yeah, weirdly, I think the adrenaline when I perform is actually good for it. I know it's going to sound weird, but
does
like,
it make you kind of like forget.
Like in the short term? You
yeah.
think?
In the short term, I think the adrenaline kind of makes it numb, takes the edge off of it like a drug.
That
so,
I think that that's part of the purpose of adrenaline.
Yeah.
Is to like get you that's away sick. From the tiger, even if you're bleeding out.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So in Columbus, don't worry. This weekend, I will be fine. Phoenix in 2 weeks. But yeah.
I think when this comes out, that will probably already be over.
Fuck you.
I'm just saying.
Well, they can all look back it's and be like, continuity. "Oh, I can't believe she was in pain during that show."
Yeah,
she's
but
even
that's the thing.
Like,
people like are like, "How do you do this?" I'm like, weirdly, this is not the issue. It's the work that I have to do during the week because the adrenaline. We call it stage health in comedy. Like, it has a name, and like, you're just like. It's why you never see comedians like sneeze or cough or burp on stage. And to be fair, as I get more experienced, I'm losing stage health because my body is adapting.
Yeah.
So now I fully fart on stage and I'm like, I really hope no one heard that.
You're like too chill.
I'm too chill on stage.
You're too chill.
But when I had a lot, now the venues are getting big. So it's like, oh, I'm actually kind of, like it's starting to come back a little bit. Like when you walk on stage and there's 1600 people in the room, it's like, oh yeah, this is bigger than
that's
I.
That's like that's actually giving me goosebumps.
It's crazy.
To think
I mean,
about
people
that,
really
that
can't see you.
Like for you. Oh my god, I'm like actually you won't be able
people
to see
can't
it on the
see
camera.
You?
But.
Yeah, like Jen took a picture from the back row in LA because I forgot to put in comp requests for her, so her and her friends had to sit in the back row. I'm such
Bro.
A bad girlfriend. No, I didn't forget ever again. It was during the great incident of 2023. So I was had
oh,
a lot
okay.
on my mind.
Oh. Yeah, you're all is forgiven from the great incident.
And thank you. I appreciate you guys because I was such a whore. I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, oh my God, I was such a whore.
No, you literally were.
Yes, I literally was. I was such a bitch. Elena's like, yes, she was. She was a whore. Mac, you're too young to realize that how much of a whore I was being.
Maybe I'll realize it in like 10 years, but like that time period was fucking horrible for you. Like, you just needed a big hug and like,
yeah,
somebody on your side. Like,
and drugs. I needed Lexapro so badly and I did not have it for a while.
All of that though, I also feel like, you know, Ashley, as much as you were the way that you were, which is reasonable and understandable,
dancing.
And we love you and we forgive
dancer.
You.
I love she dances when it's like she's battling something inside of her. Elena doesn't like raise her voice; she dances. Are you like that with your partner? Are you like the thing is that you know we left before. The dishes in the sink, and that was the third time that I asked.
Yeah, probably. But what I was thinking or like what I want to say is I at the same time, I am proud of the three of us for the way that we kept communication open, the way that. What? Wait, why is that funny? That
because
was genuine.
Yes, it was open to me being a bitch, dude.
No.
It was open to me being like, we are recording. We are not taking a break from recording. We are fucking recording. I am gonna figure this out and we are gonna fucking record so we have it just in case we want to release it.
I genuinely feel proud though that like no matter what was happening the three of us kept talking and I feel proud that I feel like throughout it maybe this is something I'm proud of for myself amidst everything, is that I feel like I really tried to remain honest
really
with
well.
You.
Yeah, you did.
And like, honest.
And I was mad at you about that.
You were mad at me, but yeah, but that's the thing. It's like, I
but
usually
it was the
wouldn't,
right thing.
Wouldn't be able to handle that, you know? And I feel like because this was really important to me, the three of us, not only this podcast, but our friendships, like this was the thing I kept talking about offline and like not with the two of you, is that beyond this podcast.
You were talking about me?
I was.
Behind my back?
I was. But the way I was talking about it was that this is like hard because we're friends. Like this is beyond even just this show. It broke my heart to think that anything could ruin that or could like.
Me too.
And so the thing that I'm proud of is that I feel like the three of us, even when we didn't like hearing what the other one was saying, we spoke what we actually were thinking and feeling. And I think that that is not an easy thing to do.
Well, you guys did that. I spoke what was available to me in my mind at that moment.
Sure,
which
yeah.
was not a lot. Bree was opening for me recently, and we had a really similar situation. We had someone who thought they were helping the show, and they were just heckling, heckling, heckling. And I was like, hey, you got to stop heckling. And as soon as I said that to her, she burst into tears. Because she didn't realize that she was hurting the show.
Right.
And then I was like, oh my God, I have another one. I have like another, like, fuck, shit.
Oh God, did you freak out?
Yeah, I freak out every time now.
Yeah,
I freak out. I start sweating profusely because you have no idea what's going to happen because it is a live event.
Yeah.
And you don't understand what people's triggers are. This is the thing, guys. Like, so I just went over and I was like, hey, like, yeah, you fucked up. You shouldn't be yelling. But like, also, I love you. And I'm so glad that you're here. And then I like, I just held her hand while I was doing my next 3 minutes. First of all, I can't hold everyone's hand in the audience. They're too far away. But
that's a little bit of offstage Ashley peeking through right there.
This show took 20 extra minutes and the vibe like totally shifted because I didn't handle it as a comedian. But like now I have that residual fear to handle it as a comedian.
Oh, that's so much, so many different dynamics intertwining for you.
By the way, I know this person is listening right now. We are so cool. Like, don't worry about it. These things happen. You're not the only person that this has happened with.
Mm-hmm. Comment down below. What was it like to hold Ashley Gavin's hand
oh
for 3 minutes straight?
Was it soft?
Okay, this is going to sound so stupid, but can you like play a video, like make a 2 minute video and play it for the audience before the show?
Well, she kind of does that in her opening jokes.
Yes, I do.
Ashley has her hat and hood on so low, we can't see her eyes.
I'm telling you, Revenge of the Sith era right now. She's been through it.
Yes,
she's
Luke.
Been wronged. Mm-hmm. She's coming over the dark side.
I am on the dark
Luke's
side, and I like
himself.
It over here. I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh, you can't see that, Ashley.
I have the power now, Mac.
Mac, this is so Luke of you.
This is so Luke of me. Oh my God, that would mean that you're my dad. Wait,
Mac,
this fits the lore perfectly.
Wait.
I am your
father. Elena.
Wait, but
Elena.
If I'm Leia, though, then
and this is a chosen family
no,
podcast.
You're not.
Okay.
You're Padme. So
which,
you're married
which
to...
Which one's Padme?
Anakin's wife.
I'm trying to intro.
But I really... I kind of want to know about the lore. And how we
important?
And how we fit into it. Right, but who, how, why am I Padme?
Because Anakin is Ashley.
Oh, Anakin's
and so you
evil?
Are, no, Darth Vader's evil. Anakin is Darth Vader before he becomes a Sith Lord.
I am a Sith
Lord. Anakin is the Jedi, and then he becomes a Sith Lord,
and then
and
what
his
happens
name
to
becomes
Padme?
Darth Vader.
When he becomes Darth Vader.
Spoiler alert, listener, if you haven't seen Star Wars... Padme dies in childbirth.
Jesus, I don't want to be Padme.
Is that why I go?
That's
like,
why Anakin. Guys.
Oh.
You guys,
wow.
The prequels are so good. Wow. It sets up Darth Vader's story so well.
Yeah.
Anakin turns to the dark side because he is afraid. He has these visions that his wife is going to die in childbirth.
Okay.
And so he's searching for a power to save people from dying.
Wow.
And then he is basically manipulated by the Sith Lord, the lead Sith Lord.
Yeah.
And he is turned to the dark side because he promises him that he'll be able to save people from dying. And so he does it to save Padme.
Which one is played by Adam Driver?
Oh, that's Kylo Ren. That's the newer movies.
Oh.
Do you have a crush on Adam Driver?
Oh, she's thinking about it.
I'm thinking about it. no. I'm trying to remember because I saw the Star Wars movie that had Adam Driver in it.
There's three of them.
Oh. Well, I saw one where he's walking on a platform. Again, spoiler alert.
He probably
and I think
did that
he,
in
like,
all three.
Kills his own dad or something out of nowhere. Oh, and everyone's like, what? We didn't see that coming.
Guys, can I jump in and be host for a second? This is, yes. We're done. This has gone on for 3 minutes too long. We're done.
We're done. I like this new, can you say that more? I like this version. I like this role for you. The like,
you
we're done.
I cut do this it, all the time. This
yeah,
is what I do. This
say,
is what I bring.
We're done.
But I don't always say it so rudely because I'm not CPT on the dark side.
Oh, CPT dark. Oh, that's what brought you to the dark
Guys,
side.
I just started drinking coffee again. And now when I drink it, I get the shakes.
Stop drinking it. This is the Chosen Family podcast. Mac, I am your father. Elena Joy, your mother. Mac is baby. Every week we meet, we take your questions from our Patreon, patreon.com/chosenfamilypodcast. Can I finish my story?
Yes.
Yeah.
Bree, who is opening for me, saw this whole thing happen. And, you know, Bree is a new comedian. She's not seen a lot of this. And when she came up to me and she was like, if everyone could see what just happened, everyone would understand why. But like, because your audience is so bifurcated between comedy people and not comedy people, it's
big
really hard.
Word
to-
alert.
Ashley, you're awesome.
Ashley.
Damn.
No, I'm not.
Say
my
it
butt
again.
Hurts. Bifurcated.
Ooh.
I'm smart. I'm a writer, technically.
That's true. Wow. Oh, look at your little hands. Listener, if you're not watching Alina, this episode on YouTube, you need
say,
to.
You guys are kind of flirty today.
I feel...
Elena,
okay,
this
what?
Is such a danger. Can I... Okay.
Yeah.
Elena.
Yeah.
In another life.
No.
Oh, no.
I don't think
oh.
so.
Are you serious?
So.
Yeah.
You don't even think we'd hook up?
Oh, guys, I don't want to be here for this.
Oh, let me think about it.
I think I, because I have not used my full Kvorka on you.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay. Okay. Huh.
I feel like you knew
well,
that,
Well, then
Elena.
I can't, then I don't think I can speak to it. If
You've
I haven't
seen glimpses
seen,
of the Kvorka.
I've seen
you
glimpses.
Know it's there.
That's true. That's true.
Okay. Maybe if Elena names some character crushes... We can get a vibe of if Full Throttle Ashley would be the kind of person that
Listen,
she would go for.
The thing
there is no character that
no,
encompasses all that I am.
The one thing,
Whoa.
The one piece that I'm thinking about here, the one moment.
Oh wow, she's really thinking about it.
Was however many episodes ago?
I know.
You know.
So I need to be more aggro? You just
Wait,
need
I don't
to be
know.
More aggro?
I don't know. Hold on. I don't know.
Yes, you do.
What do you both
you
know?
Do. You,
Wait,
we were
look,
doing
maybe look at me
we're
like
doing hypotheticals.
A certain
light, Ashley in the streets of New York. Somebody flips her hat off her head.
Got it.
Got I it. Know.
That is so shocking to me that that was it. Because usually it's funny. I just have to be funny.
I like funny. I don't know. My friends are funny. I like funny for a lot of reasons.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, I think I'm bringing it up because I finally broke my dry spell and I'm just really feeling myself.
Oh.
Yeah.
So wait, let's not finish. Let's not leave this because you just kind of quizzed me about this. You think in another life.
I know in another life.
Damn.
Okay. Presumptive much?
My hit rate is incredible. Guys, I'm tired. I'm sleep deprived. I'm also feeling myself. It's not
also,
like a good combination.
Is that the two different modes you're talking about where you're in like two different emotional states? One is CPT
yes.
tired and one is feeling yourself.
One is like feeling really confident.
Because
I broke
did
my-
you, when you broke the dry spell, was this like you heavily pursued and then it worked out or?
I mean, I followed my script.
I followed my script.
So
I just lost any like street credibility here.
Why?
Well, you're like, I'm feeling myself. I took a girl home. She's straight. She's so gay. And then you kind of curl up like this and go,
I followed
my script.
The script.
but I followed
my hit
script.
Rate is incredible.
Can I be?
Because I followed my script.
Because I followed the script. I wrote it down.
Guys,
I write
am
it down
I
in
autistic
my diary?
And is my special interest women? Some people are going to hate the way I'm talking about this.
Congratulations. Why? What do you
Why?
Mean?
Because I'm not trying to say like, oh, I'm so hot and bleh, like, but I'm like, I'm feeling myself and I'm sharing that with, I don't think other people should have to feel me, but I am feeling myself. That's what I'm trying to say.
Statistically, if your hit rate is incredible, then people can't, it's just data.
Max's special interest is your
people
hit rate.
People can't get mad. Yes. People can't get mad. If we want, me and Elena can just give a couple like affirmations of how hot you are, and then we could have Danny sprinkle them over the pod.
I feel like Thank I've you. Been doing that this whole episode.
You
yeah,
really
we kind of have already.
Yeah, let's do a question.
Okay.
I just started seeing someone new, and we were talking about the bedroom and expectations and wants, and they asked that I spend a little bit more time on them, which is 100% valid. I am very much a pillow princess. But it's hard for me because I've only been in long-term relationships with people assigned male at birth. I'm attracted to all genders. I don't really like to label my sexuality. It feels limiting. But I don't really find any genitals attractive, and it's caused some problems when I'm with AFAB people because I'm needing to be more, quote-unquote, hands-on than I had to be with AMAB people. Is this something that I will just get more comfortable with over time? Like, I just find the rest of everybody's body more attractive and genitals almost turn me off. How should I approach this so that everyone is comfortable?
That is, first of all, the self-reflection on that is amazing and so interesting. And I'm sure people feel this way and haven't even articulated that. And now I'm thinking about so many straight women who might feel this way. what a convenient thing to have when you're straight as a woman, but not if you're into vulvas. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's true. You really don't. You hear so much. Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like that's more socially accepted. Like women who don't want to give blowjobs and stuff like that. Like, like sex is a chore type of deal. Huh. Maybe those women, I always assume those women were gay, but now I'm like, oh, maybe they're just like this.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just.
I never assumed they were gay. I always just thought it wasn't pleasant.
Yep, Mac, but Mac.
What?
Yeah, you would think it wasn't pleasant.
Yeah, you would. Is also not a great question for us because I get the distinct feeling, even though we've never talked about it, that each of us, our favorite place to be is fully with our cheek pressed up against a vulva. Against
so
the
true,
soft,
bro.
Soft, damp, warm.
I cannot
pedals.
Confirm
you're
or deny.
I got so scared.
You can't confirm or deny.
I can't confirm or deny.
Yes, you
I'll
can. You're confirming it right now. Because, like, I get super turned on by vulvas. I love them. I would love to spend as much time with one as possible.
I think that's a common experience I've heard.
That we don't know if Elena shares or
I don't know.
Not share.
I don't know.
Dude, I honestly have no idea.
Well, my instinct is to be like, is fingering easier than oral? That's my first, because like.
Probably.
You know,
because it's less involved.
And I wonder if strapping or using a toy would be a helpful.
That's exactly where my head went, because either you using a toy on your partner that maybe removes some of the like immediate contact. Maybe that would be something to play with. And then I'm also thinking that there, and this is tough because you can't really like pick a partner based on how they get off, but like I know there are also
hard.
Like there are also people, one, there are folks who are not interested
also, Elena
in being,
let me broaden this sexual incompatibility with someone that you love or care about
is tough,
really tough.
And so this person is saying, wait, let me make sure I get this right. This person is saying they just started seeing someone new. Okay, so maybe it's you're noticing a sexual incompatibility right off the bat, which is fine, but it's tough when you're already in a relationship with someone or you've already kind of built something that's important to you and you find the sexual incompatibility. And then it's really about trying different things to try and find something that works for both of you. Or There, the other thing I guess I'll say about if you're working with a sexual incompatibility, and that piece is not going to go away, or you're not interested in trying to find a different partner, there are lots of different motivations for having sex or for engaging in different forms of sex. And I think that there's a lot of, I don't want to say stigma, but there's sometimes, I think, a misunderstanding in that it is not wrong, invalid, bad in any way to have sex with your partner for a reason that isn't, I am turned on, mm-hmm. and so I want to have sex with you. You have to be careful, because you obviously don't want to have sex that you don't want to have. And you shouldn't have sex that you don't want to have, and you shouldn't be pressured and all of those
You're
things.
You're not
of
saying
course.
That, Elena. You're not saying that.
But the piece that sometimes is missing in that conversation is that it is perfectly valid and can be pleasant and a positive thing when somebody chooses to have sex with their partner because they want to feel connected or because they like having
Let's
their partner feel good.
Let's take a page out of the straight playbook. Sometimes you blow your husband because you don't want him to punch a hole in the wall.
No.
And now, no. yes. And now what Elena's trying to say. That's exactly what you're saying, Elena. The more you deny what I'm, the more you take this hyperbole, the literally, the more I'm going to double down on it.
I remove my name from what Ashley is saying.
What you're saying, Elena, is like, it's okay to be like, this doesn't turn me on, yes. but I'm going to do it because I love my partner. It turns them on. And yeah. the sex today, as opposed to tomorrow or, you know, whenever, is going to be about turning them on and giving them an experience, even if I don't get actively like wet and turned on from this.
Yes. It is very important that we are clear that we are not saying do something that makes you uncomfortable, do something that feels bad, that feels painful, that feels gross, that makes you feel icky, wrong. That's not what we're saying. We're not saying do those things because your partner wants you to. But just because something doesn't actively turn you on doesn't mean...
Neutral is okay.
Neutral, yes. Yeah. Neutral, that's a really good way to put it. Neutral is okay. And if...
Sex doesn't have to be, we romanticize it to be yes. this thing where both partners are having the best time of their lives and they're at the same time and we're yes. making eye contact and we're all over each other. That is not what sex always is.
Yes. So if you are, there is something to be explored within that in terms of sex with a partner that's incompatible in certain ways, but is important to you.
I'm wondering, I feel like, don't laugh at me for asking this because I'm genuinely asking. Does okay. this kind of scenario, would this person fall on the asexual spectrum?
I had a thought in my head like that too. Not to say that they're asexual. It's just like, but it is an interesting, like genital repulsion is an interesting concept.
I'm just wondering.
They're saying kind of that they feel genital neutral. Genitals almost turn me off. Don't really find any genitals attractive, but also don't like labels. But if you wanted to kind of go in the, not specifically for this person.
Yeah, not talking about them, but.
This is, a lot of what I'm drawing on in my answer here is referencing asexual folks who are dating allosexual folks. And how those relationships can work and flourish and be beautiful.
Allosexual is when I have sex with a cactus.
Oh, Ashley.
Ashley. Incredible hit rate.
That took me a second.
I would also love for listeners to write in because this is not, we're speaking from not from personal experience, but sort of theoretical, right? Mm-hmm. So like, I have a vast array of experience, listener. And
because of that hit rate though.
You and I can say Jen and I both love giving. Mm-hmm. Giving turn is the foreplay for each of us, mm-hmm. which is sort of frustrating sometimes because we're like, who's going to give first?
Yep.
You know what I mean? So when
I can't confirm or deny.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll throw out that 69 when we need to get things done quickly.
Right.
You know what I mean? You find ways to work around these incompatibilities and like, you know, like our sex is great. So yeah, well, you'll find your things.
With it, but saying that this is a new partner, the other piece of it is that there are also going to be other people out there that are more compatible with you. For example, there are people who don't really want to receive. They don't really want XYZ. And maybe if those are the things you don't want to give, perfect. There are also people and ways to have an orgasm that don't involve stimulation from another body, right? So whether you have some sort of toy play, some folks like giving with a strap-on, like wearing a strap-on,
yeah,
can orgasm that way. Like there's all sorts of different stuff out there,
yeah,
right? And so if this is a new partner and maybe you're still dating around, there's room for exploration. It's just about figuring out your motivations for sex. It's figuring out your why. That can be just as important as I'm turned on, so I want to do this thing.
Totally. You're going to be fine. This was also, I thought it was a great question.
Totally. Yeah. A very good question.
It's very well written.
It's really about figuring out, well written,
just the way you said it, Max.
Structure. Really?
It was well written.
And you can get your question answered by donating at patreon.com/chosenfamilypodcast.
That's how this is possible. There's three of us. And
yes,
we're talking about, we are explicitly talking about sex. People do not want to sponsor this. So thank you, patrons.
What did we have for dinner?
I was trying to think what we talked about earlier and I can't even remember.
I was talking about how I had sex with a straight woman.
CPT shots.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Did we have Advil for dinner?
Advil. Yeah. Yeah. Num. What do they eat in Star Wars?
Oh yeah, that's a great question.
Weird shit. Nothing I know the name of. I'm not a fucking nerd.
I don't believe you for a fucking second. What do they drink in like the weird bars?
There
scenes?
Is this like bluish milk looking thing in A New Hope that every time it comes on, I'm like, yum. But
we had
they
that.
Don't say what
we
it
had
is.
That.
We had that for dinner.
Mm.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We're here every week. See you next Wednesday.
Thank you. Bye.
Chosen Family is a Forever Dog production, hosted by Ashley Gavin, Elena Joy, and Mac Injamie. Edited by Danny Jewell, executive produced by Mariah Nicholas. Forever Dog Productions is Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Boehm.
Forever Dog.